From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Barack Obama has hailed the significant progress the world's nations have made on nuclear security. Addressing more than 50 world leaders gathered at the Nuclear Security Summit in Washington, the president said more than a dozen nations have disposed of their entire supplies of highly enriched uranium and plutonium, the radioactive elements needed to build nuclear bombs.
This is a perfect example of a 21st century security challenge that no one nation can solve alone. It requires coalitions and sustained coordination across borders and institutions. And the good news is we've made significant progress.
The president pledged the United States will continue to cooperate with all efforts to reduce nuclear stockpiles and keep them safe. This year's summit has come at a time of heightened concern about the possibility that Islamic State militants could acquire nuclear materials to build dirty bombs. North Korea's nuclear weapons development program has also been closely studied. Meanwhile, a U.S. military spokesman says that he wants Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi to know that the U.S. and its allies are hunting him. Colonel Steve Warren said from Baghdad Friday that the Islamic State leader will, in his words, taste justice.
For one thing, I hope that al-Baghdadi watches these press conferences because I want him to know that we are hunting him. And we will find him, just like we found his mentor, Zarqawi, and killed him. Just like we found the grand master of terrorism, Osama bin Laden, we killed him.
Warren said that there have not been any significant increases in combat capabilities entering the region of Iraq and Syria from Russia. This is VOA News. The UN Refugee Agency is calling for safeguards before refugees and migrants are deported from Greece to Turkey, as required under a deal negotiated between the European Union and Turkey. As Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva, the UNHCR says measures have to be taken to ensure the human rights of all those returned are protected.
The UN Refugee Agency says many of the necessary safeguards are lacking. These concerns are supported in a recent Amnesty International report, which alleges Turkey has forcibly returned thousands of refugees to Syria. The UN Refugee Agency says it does not object to the return of people who have not asked for asylum and are not in need of international protection. However, it adds the human rights of these people also must be respected. The agency reports 51,000 refugees and migrants are in Greece, 5,000 are on the islands, and the rest on the mainland. It says conditions in the detention facilities are overcrowded, unsanitary, and need to be improved quickly. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The World Health Organization says a Liberian woman has died from Ebola, Liberia's third flare-up since last year's outbreak was declared over. The WHO said the woman who died was being transported to a hospital in Monrovia, but died before she arrived. The WHO, along with local authorities, immediately sent rapid response teams to the community where the woman lived, just outside the capital city, as well as to the clinic where she was receiving treatment prior to her transfer. An investigation has been launched, and individuals who might have come in contact with her are being identified. The U.S. economy had a net gain of 215,000 jobs in March, while unemployment went up slightly. Friday's data from the Labor Department shows the unemployment rate rose to 5% as hundreds of thousands of unemployed Americans resumed their search for work. Employment rose in retail, construction, and health care, while manufacturing and mining saw job losses. The data show 8 million Americans are still unemployed, while another 6.1 million want full-time work but can only find part-time jobs. And it's April 1st, and an April Fool's joke backfired on search engine giant Google. The prank allowed users of Gmail to send a mic drop reply to email threads, causing Gmail to send an animated GIF of a minion character from Despicable Me. The feature then muted the sender's thread, leading many to think the threads had been deleted. In the wake of a firestorm of criticism, Google took down the feature and apologized. For more, log on to our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.